What the fuck?
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 Hi, this is Glenn from FakeShimp.net here with another episode of What the Fuck Was That? The micro podcast that stops, looks, and listens before throwing a cinematic cripple under the proverbial bus. And today's episode is Texas Chainsaw 3D. Everyone knows how seminal and essential Tobe Hooper's original masterpiece was, and true horror fans also appreciate the juxtaposition of Part 2. Anyone with half a brain will also have a level of respect for Jeff Burr's director's cut of Part 3. But from then on, the franchise was fucked. A cesspool of confusion and disjointment.
Dude, that's not a word.
And stupidity. After the eventual remake and the prequel to the remake, we finally ended up with this seventh installment titled Texas Chainsaw 3D, and it's stupid. The production notes and the online build-up to this film was fucking monumental. It promised a return to Hooper's original vision. It was supposed to serve as a direct sequel to the original film, picking up where that one had left off, and it did do that. It had this great siege that complemented the tones and the style of the 74 classic, and with some montage footage from the original, it had every fan in the world salivating. But that's where the generosity ends. The film then leaps forward 20 years, give or take, which would place the time frame somewhere in the early 90s. Okay. So then how is it that the characters all have smartphones and modern technology of a twerk generation, not to mention modern cars? Then there's the lead female protagonist. She's supposed to have family ties to the Sawyers, yet the whole sinking of the time frames is completely fucked up. None of it's plausible. It's all completely ridiculous. And if they really were truly sincere in their attempts to recreate the atmosphere of the original, then where the fuck was the restraint? This is a blood-soaked, hardcore splatterfest that plays for the kills, that's gratuitous, and to hell with the credibility. It staggers me that filmmakers persistently ignore all of the things that made the original so powerful and enduring. All of these stupid fucking attempts to revive the franchise have been ignorant as shit. Have they forgotten that less is more? That Leatherface is a man-child? That the story is satirical and it serves as a social commentary? They want to recapture the magic, but they're too fucking stupid to think about how. And have you noticed how I haven't even bothered with a synopsis? What's the fucking point? Buzz, buzz, scream! Buzz, 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 scream! Buzz! Splat. And so with that, I'm done. Don't forget to subscribe to the FakeShimp.net podcast on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and watch us on YouTube. Until next time, peace out, nubbins.